This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 7:04 on a Thursday. We are 2 weeks from today away. Braves opener. In San Diego, then three in Los Angeles.
Oh, come on. Go ahead and start us off on the right foot.
Indeed, sir.
Speaking of San Diego, Yerkson Profar, I'm stoked about him. So
I am too. And thank God. I was so scared the other day when I hurt his wrist. Like, oh, great. That's all we need.
Funny about it is I've been watching the Braves, and not to get off on a tangent, I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I've been watching the Braves YouTube series on spring training.
I have. Isn't that good?
It's so good.
That is so well produced. I mean, it's really well.
I was verbatim about to say what you just said. Yeah. So well produced.
Very like slick.
The B-roll or whatever between where it's like the music's playing and you're getting the camera sitting on the grass looking at the dew it's like Hard Knocks. But honestly, it's just a lot like Hard Knocks.
It's very well done.
Didn't you love the vibe that Yerkson Profar was putting out?
Oh, he's like an affable golden retriever like Ozzy. He has Ozzy Albies energy.
He does. He's got he's like a mixture of Ozzy and Marcelo Zuna. Yeah. Like the kind of not to use a Terry word, but the ethos he puts out is really good. So when I saw that news come down of his wrist, I was like,
but also a fiery competitor. Plays a lot of emotion, fun. I mean, it's
fun,
great.
Dude. Energetic, I'm curious to see how he will grow into the role that the Braves need of him. Now, not exactly what he was. I think they need him to probably be a little speedier on the base pass and everything like that. But we'll see, man. But, yeah, I'm excited about him. That's funny you've been watching. I think it's been really good.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. Hawks won their fourth in a row last night. If they string together 29 more victories in a row, they will match the 71 Lakers.
Who won 33 in a row. What do you got? I can't remember. Was 16 games left, 17 games left in the season, something like that? Or somewhere along those lines. And I think four games out of the six seed. So
six seed, probably a pipe dream. Get that stranglehold on seven, though.
Yeah, uphill climb for those three teams. One of them, maybe one of those teams grows cold. You never know, but you just got to keep winning. And, of course, you beat, you beat Charlotte last night, and it's a game you had, you should have. Anyways.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Georgia Bulldogs lose in the SEC tournament up in Nashville to Oklahoma. Georgia Tech.
The Ramblin' Wreck.
Ramblin' Wreck. They get a victory over Virginia. First time they've beaten Virginia in like 9 years. But as a reward, they get Duke at noon today. And Duke lifetime, 70-20 against Georgia Tech. It's ridiculous.
Well, I have to look up and see when Kennesaw State plays. But obviously, I went to college with Antoine Petway, who's the head coach at Kennesaw.
Who's that?
Antoine Petway, who's the head coach at Kennesaw. And
is he related to Scott Petway, who played for Georgia Tech coming off the bench under Bobby Kremitz?
I don't know, maybe. he went to Bama and obviously was a longtime assistant under Nate Oates and is now with Kennesaw State. They are – I can't remember where Tiffany went, but Tiffany's over there covering whatever their tournament is. They beat Liberty, top 25 team, a couple weeks ago. They beat Rutgers this year. So they're playing well, too. So we'll keep our eyes peeled for all those guys.
All right, as for the Falcons, why is he still a Falcon? David Onyemata, I thought he'd be the first one to go. The $8 million savings.
I did too. And I wondered how much Grady and Onyemata, and obviously, you know, the signing of TQ.
Yeah.
I wondered how much all these guys were linked with one another. You know, do you want one, you want one of the group back? And, you know, when the news come out, I think Bo was the first one talking about it. And I think Josh Kendall put it out later as well that they attempted to sign Grady Jarrett to a, to an extension that took away a lot of the hit. And obviously when he gets the number thrown out at him that Chicago is able to throw out at him, he's like, oh, okay, no, you know, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go Chicago and intend to play somewhere else. Now I wonder if you're like, okay, well, we couldn't come to terms with Grady Jarrett. Do we need to keep David Onyemata? Because all of a sudden we're looking at a situation. Yep. Eddie Goldman, I think he signed with the Commanders, if I'm not mistaken.
He did, yeah.
Now, granted, the Commanders got to keep their, you know, fingers crossed that he doesn't retire again for like the fourth time in his career. But nonetheless, you are dealing with a situation where you don't have much depth on the defensive line right now.
And the Commanders get Laremy Tunsil too. What are the Texans thinking? Don't you want to protect your quarterback? I don't.
You know, from my understanding, and remember, this is a team that just fired Bobby Slowik.
Yeah.
After he was one of the last interviews the Falcons did for a head coaching spot.
Remember, he was a sexy head coaching candidate.
He was, and then you get fired. I think that there was just an overall bad vibe offensively for what Houston was trying to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to move on from C.J. Stroud. Your run game wasn't where it needed to be, and I said this a number of times last year, Rob, on the show. When you look at the Texans, they almost seemed comfortable playing for third and long. Like, they literally, I swear, it was like.
Now we have them where we want them.
Right. It was like first and second down. They're like, man, we're not really good at this. But when it gets to third and seven, it's the go zone for us. And they did, man. They there was issues. And I don't think that Laremy Tunsil was obviously a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he was the solution. And I don't think he was helping with whatever the solution is in terms of just in that locker room. I have to remind Bo of this all the time. Personalities are a thing. You know, people look at it and they treat it sometimes like fantasy football where you just see numbers and names and stats. Yeah. And it just doesn't work like that. This did not happen. But if you have an offensive lineman in Laremy Tunsil who cusses out his offensive line coach every day,
yeah,
doesn't matter how good he is, you're going to be like, dude, you're not good for this team. And so I just think that, personally, knowing D'Amico, obviously I played in college with D'Amico Ryans, he just doesn't seem like a guy that's going to let a negative attitude impact the locker room for too long.
Do you think it has a bigger effect in football? Because I've seen, there's been many baseball teams over the years that teammates hate each other, but they go out and win a championship. You have conflicting personalities. Can that exist in the NFL as much, or is that too much of an intimate thing where you're too dependent on the movements of the other guy next to you?
I think it can work anywhere if you're winning. And the reason why I say that is, you know this as well as anybody, when you lose, you stew on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, that guy's fault. He was late to that meeting, and then he's looking at you going, yeah, well, you can't hit, you know, or you can't.
Yeah, that's me hitting, in college. My teammates blame me for everything.
You're below the Mendoza line, kid, okay? So I just think as long as you're winning and you're being successful at what you're doing, that there is the ability to kind of come to terms with whatever the other guy's.
Do you think there's a difference between the sports, though, between like football and baseball? Because baseball, you can.
I think there is, because there are certain positions in baseball that are independent of some other positions.
Yep.
You know, if you're an ace pitcher and you throw 102, I don't give a crap what my right fielder's doing. You know what I mean? You know, as long as he's doing his job, I don't really, you know.
In basketball, a toxic personality can go a long way because there's not many guys in the locker room.
That's a great point. Yeah. Like, if you have a toxic personality that's an energy vampire that's taking three guys with him and they don't want to practice hard. And I can't remember who the college basketball coach was the other day that went off on a tangent about himself having the only amount of energy in practice. He was like, I can't remember who that was. I'm tired. I'm the only guy with energy in practice. And he was calling out like his assistant coaches. Well, like, dude, I'm tired of being the only guy.
I remember Rick Pitino's tirade a few weeks ago.
Yes, Rick Pitino's tirade was good, and his was in the locker room. This guy was in a press conference. I cannot remember for the life of me who it was. and he's just going, I'm tired of being the only guy with any energy around here. But, yeah, I mean, I think, to your point, I think it matters a little bit more in football because you do have to have most guys on the same page play in and play out. You do, like, if you're an offensive lineman, you need to like your quarterback. If you're a wide receiver, you need to like your quarterback. If you're a quarterback, you need to like your wide receiver.
Mm.
If you don't like, if
I ain't throwing you the ball if I don't like you.
Right. If Matthew Bergeron don't like Bijan Robinson, Olay. Guess what? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I got you hit up under the chin strap, but you walk it off. You're good. You're good, man. Hey, just buckle that thing. You know, and I think that it goes vice versa. If you know, if Bijan doesn't like Matthew Bergeron, he's probably blaming Matthew Bergeron every time it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. He's going, you know. So I do think that they're, yeah, I think when you look at the sports, and obviously I'm jaded, but I think when you look at the sports, it's probably a little bit more important to have some level of cohesiveness in a football locker room, yeah.
I brought up the notion of Tyler Allgeier's trade bait like a couple of weeks ago, and I got a bunch of blowback from that. I heard you guys were getting into that as well.
We talked about it yesterday.
I think when you're so limited in other areas, you're not allowed to have an embarrassment of riches at one position at the expense of the entire team.
You're not, and I think when it comes to Tyler Allgeier, I think there's a lot of value in Tyler Allgeier. I really do.
Absolutely.
I made the case for him to get more and more carries last year. But I do think that he's good in certain games and not good in others. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so if you could, and really, trades for backups anywhere in the NFL are few and far between. They just don't happen much. Now, of course, both these guys are coaches now. I think Akeem's at Elon, but I was with the Falcons when we traded Akeem Dent for T.J. Yates, who's now the quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of like, what just happened? Why did Akeem Dent, Georgia Bulldog, gets traded to the Houston Texans and T.J. Yates comes in? So there are every now and then, there's backups traded. I just don't think a lot of times you see a guy like Allgeier moved on. But I theorized yesterday with Najee Harris.
There is value with him, though.
But I'm saying that, like, what value is a team willing to give up
if
you don't see him as a one? You know what I mean?
Wouldn't he be a one with several?
Well, and again, this is what I theorized yesterday. Najee Harris signs with the Chargers.
Yeah.
You have to think that there would be value in him pairing up with Jaylen Warren in Pittsburgh and really being a nice unit. Now, granted, he reminds me a lot of one of my high school teammates in Alfred Morris. Do you remember Alfred Morris played for the Commanders or the Redskins at the time?
Vaguely,
was a running back. I think he went to
he an undersized back?
Undersized back. Yeah. Fifth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
Played in like two or three Pro Bowls.
He popped off at the same time RG3 popped off.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And they were under that Shanahan offense. And they did a lot of good things. Alfred Morris was one of my high school teammates and great dude. But they remind me very much wide zone style. Stick my foot in the ground, put my shoulder down, and I'm going to get you six. You know what I mean? And that's just how you feel about it. So I think, look, if you could find a trade market for Allgeier, I'd be all about it. I just don't know that it exists. And the reason I say I'd be all about it, it's not because he doesn't bring anything to the table for the Falcons. It's just you're so hard up for draft picks right now.
That's my point. Yeah.
And how many times?
Couldn't you get a 4 or 5 for him? Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, he's still on a rookie deal.
Let me go on record. I'm not trying to run him out of town because what he's brought.
You'd have to find a team that wanted to extend him.
Yeah.
You know, and sign him to a new deal. That's another.
Because I'm saying this is the last year of his deal.
Last year of his contract, yeah. I'm with you. We're theorizing.
Because I'm just workshopping solutions, man. Again, I never speak in absolutes.
We had Terry on the show 2 weeks ago, and we talked to Terry straight up about your ability to move up or down in the draft, which they have done a lot.
Yeah.
Especially in the second round. Bergeron, Rukoroworo, you look at Arna Bacate. They've moved up and down in those second and third round ranges, and they've done that by trading draft picks. They don't have those draft picks this year. So I know they got a couple of sevenths they could use as bait if they needed to, but I would look for them at some point to try to recoup some draft picks somewhere. And if Allgeier was a name that somebody approached you about, yeah. Yeah, I'd be throwing that out there.
All right, coming up. Hey, they've won 4 in a row. Maybe they'll give us something to be excited about going forward, at least mildly exciting. It's coming up next in the morning show, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the morning shift. Tribble in for Tiffany. Squid is somewhere up there in Tennessee doing whatever it is he's doing.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that town? What did I say it was earlier? Was it Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, Tennessee?
Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Never heard of such. I used to have a teammate with the Falcons from Cleveland, Tennessee, which is just outside of Chattanooga, I believe. But yeah, never heard of Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
I played summer ball in college. We played somewhere up there in Cleveland, Tennessee. I think there's a college up there or something. Played on some field up
probably
there.
Probably something like that.
That was a town I just wanted to – it just smelled like meth. Whatever meth smells like.
Not touching that. Did you play golf at any time in your life?
Oh, yeah, I play.
Okay.
I haven't played in a couple of years, but I play at it.
We had this conversation with Bo yesterday before he left, and the Masters, obviously, the news came down that Tiger Woods had a ruptured Achilles. Tiger's not going to be, you know, he just had surgery. He's not going to be able to play in the Masters. I asked Bo this question yesterday because I saw it. It was kind of going viral a little bit on Instagram, and it was a guy saying, if you started with your ball on the green but the farthest spot away from the hole on the green, could you win the Masters, given 72 holes?
I think I saw that. I did see that, yeah.
Like, essentially, you'd have to, you know, you'd have to look at the greens around the par fives, but, you know, you need to sink some putts somewhere along the way. But if you could just three-putt every hole, you'd win, right?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
But can you three-putt every hole?
Can you three-putt every hole?
And you don't realize just how good those guys are.
You don't realize. I don't think most people, and I don't think it captures on TV because I've been in the Masters the last couple of years, the elevation changes in those greens and just how, like,
the undulating greens. Yeah.
They're mountainous in places.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been, you know what I'm talking about. But some of those greens just seem impossible to three putt if you're at the farthest point away on that green. But I would have to. I'd have to believe in my ability to at least play par golf, right?
Well, just think about your local club pro who's probably a scratch golfer. He's still light years behind a PGA pro.
Right. And now, given 72 holes worth, that's a lot of putting.
Yeah.
You know, but, man, that'd be fun.
Who's the NBA player who said, I'm a lot closer to LeBron than you are to me?
I don't know.
Remember that? Can't remember his name. He was basically just a big white scrub, and a lot of listeners were saying, I think he's working on radio now, a lot of listeners saying they could beat him, but he was just destroying everybody.
I don't know, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm a lot closer to LeBron than you are to me. That just shows you the difference in a professional athlete.
Brian Scalabrine.
Thank you. Yes. The red, what do they call him? The red Mamba.
Actually, they call him that. I remember Brian Scalabrine wasn't bad.
No.
He was there for a reason.
His statement stands.
Yeah.
He's a lot closer to LeBron than you know what's funny is you know, I think that some people don't grasp that enough, especially in the NBA. Like the NBA to me, there's such a massive difference between a pickup game and the NBA. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like
a lot of guys,
you can't. And I tell this to people. I used to tell this when I was coaching. I used to tell this to my high school kids. Football does not have pickup games. When you're done with high school football and you don't go to college, you're just done. Like, nobody's going to grab a set of shoulder pads and head up to Piedmont Park and square up. Like, you're just done. Like, basketball, you can play, yeah, you can play at LA Fitness. There's some rec league softball teams, you know, adult baseball, whatever. Nobody's squaring up in football afterwards. But, yeah, I think that's a good reminder for some people. It's like, dude.
Well, another reminder is you see, like, a behind-the-catcher video of a major league pitcher throwing.
Like a helmet cam.
Yeah. He might be throwing 93, 90 or something like that, and you see guys in the comments, oh, that's in the left field seats if I'm at the plate. No, shut up.
No, it's not.
Just stop.
Did you see the comment? I was going to get your take, and I know we got to move on. We got to go in the huddle. The comment that Barry Bonds made the other day that could he still hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and he was like, absolutely. Yeah. Said, you're going to throw a fastball, I'm hitting it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a problem. He was basically saying the breaking stuff at 60 years old, probably not. But if you're throwing 100-mile fastball, yeah, I'll eventually catch
that's
up
true.
To it.
I mean, that's why a lot of guys can't get to – what do you hear about a lot of guys? I could never hit the curveball. Oh, yeah, I think so.
You think Barry Bonds could hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball
probably.
Right now at 60 years old? I would almost pay for a pay-per-view to watch that. Now, I don't know when his last cycle was.
Now, you're going to think I'm ridiculous by saying this. I think I could hit 90.
Right when now?
Yes. If you give me a week in the cage. Give me a week in the cage, I could do it. 95, no way. There's such a difference.
So what being the biggest – now I'm like, what being the biggest difference? Why 90 and 90, not 95?
Because there's a big difference.
I mean, I know. And I know. Look.
Big difference.
On a much lesser scale.
90,
than you,
I could run into it. 95, I have no
I
shot.
Got – my senior year, I got clocked at 91.
Mm-hmm.
And – I'm going to tell you right now, I would have never approached 95, being able to throw 95.
Like,
I scratched
no
and
way.
Clawed. Scratched and clawed my whole life to be able to have a 9 in front of that number. 95
I sound
was
like
never
Al Bundy here. I'm not trying to be that way, but I, you know, I played college baseball. I could play, and I was playing up until a few years ago, and I remember we go to the cage, we would dial it up to 95, and I could run into a few of them.
Yeah.
And that's a different than a – that's from the machine, certainly. But 90 I could do, 95 I probably can.
We had a former Braves reliever that was a alum of my high school, and he came back and threw us BP one time as he was ramping up for spring training.
Yeah.
And we obviously started, you know, high school baseball in Florida starts in, like, January. And you may remember this guy. He was a blip on the radar in terms of the Braves in the mid-2000s. His name was Tim Spooniebarger.
Yes, he was a closer for a while.
Yeah. So Tim Spooniebarger went to Pine Forest High School, which is where I'm from. And he just – one day he was like, hey, can I throw a BP? And our coach was like, how much you think about heating that thing up? And he's like, no, I'm not going to gas y'all. I just need to get some reps, you know? So I step in, and dude – it was just different.
Oh yeah.
I mean, dude, it was just different. Like, I mean, the ball flight coming out of his hand. Now, granted, I hit a dribbler to first base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd run into one, hit one off the handle, back into the net, maybe. But being able to square one up, and he was not trying.
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably in
just
the
easy gas.
But it was the movement coming off his stuff out of his hand. You know what I mean? Even his four-seamer, the amount of tail upward on upward trajectory, or he'd throw the little cutter I think he had. Man, just insane to watch the ball fly out of his hand. It looked like he was just throwing, like, literally throwing darts, just flicking it at you, and it was going like 88. So, anyways.
95, no way in hell, though.
It's just weird that you draw the line there.
Because that's
you didn't
kind of
say
the,
like
that's
90
the line
and 100.
Of demarcation.
You're like 90 and 95. Okay.
Huge right. difference.
Fair enough, man. Hey, let's go in the huddle.
All right, Cooper Kupp, no longer a Ram. What a good run he had, though. Remember, he won the Triple Crown receiving just a few years ago, but now on the other side of 30 and they don't want to pay him.
Can I ask you this, though? What do you feel like if you're Cooper Kupp and the organization is like, hey, we're going to move on? You know, it's been a really good run. And, you know, they attempt to trade you, and then you get released. And during this entire process, you see that Davante Adams has signed right back in your spot for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And like,
well, they gave him a 2-year deal, right?
Yeah, they did. And essentially, you know, I don't know if that was more on Devontae's end or on their end. I don't know. But it's like, oh, I understand. Yeah, you've got to allocate these finances and these positions to other places and draft well. And then it's like, oh, my God, Davante Adams. Like that's not, if you're Cooper Kupp, you're not going
to
like, what
they
like,
lied to you, Cooper.
Just, yeah. You're feeling pretty low self-esteem. I think if you're Cooper Kupp in that situation,
he should be very proud of himself though. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's made a good amount of money. What was he, was he a fourth rounder out of Eastern Michigan or something like that?
He was an absolute stud. And I will say that when you go back and watch, there's I don't know if it was Hard Knocks, there's film of him showing up and watching film with the quarterbacks like 6 a.m. They're all drinking coffee, watching film, trying to get better. And consummate pro, it sounds like. Yeah. And it's just weird. The Rams, and I have a massive amount of respect for Les Snead. He was with the Falcons when I was here. He was a scout. Auburn grad, actually, Les Snead. And he does stuff differently, man. So they get Matt Stafford back. They decide they had to move on for Cooper Kupp. And it's like, oh, in the reset button. No. You're going to sign Devontae Adams. You still have Puka Nacua. Still have a number of other pieces.
That Stafford thing was interesting. I thought that was just basically a done deal that he would be going somewhere else.
Yeah, I did too. And I will say, I think Les Snead goes about his business to where he makes sure that nothing gets stale within that locker room. And he drafts and develops asterisks extremely well on the defense, right? And that, you know, the Jared Verse thing, the, you know, Byron Young, you name it, top to bottom, they've been very, very good. So you can afford to bring in pieces like Devontae Adams on offense.
Where's Russell Wilson going to be next year? Meeting with Cleveland, he's going to end up with the Giants. Is he going to stay in Pittsburgh? Who knows?
Where would you go if you were him?
I'd probably go to the Giants. I think I want to stay away from Cleveland.
Well, I mean, and again, we talked about Cleveland yesterday with the Kirk Cousins thing. They got Kenny Pickett. They still have Deshaun Watson. They still owe $90 million to Deshaun Watson, even though it's restructured and pushed around. I don't know, man. They to be honest with you, none of them sound like great options. Like, none of the ones are like, oh, man, that's what a great landing spot. No, I'm good. The Titans job, nah. You know what I mean? The Giants, I'm all right.
Aaron Rodgers being linked to the Steelers as well. That'd be an interesting mixture there. He and the personalities of Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith mixing together.
They could just, you know what? It just seems like they could have a mustache competition. Maybe curl it out at the end, go straight Captain Hook style and, go from there. I do think it'd be an odd pairing, but I think they're both smart enough. And I know I'll get pushback about Arthur Smith and that, but I think they're both smart enough to where they could come to an understanding of what exactly that offense needs to look like to be successful. So we'll see, man. But it seems like an odd couple in terms of what they do. You know, Arthur Smith is run first, Tyler Algier, bloodied nose, wide zone. I can make Desmond Ridder a good quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers, a four-time MVP, that's like, no, this thing runs through me. So we'll see.
Mac Jones, 2-year deal to back up Brock Purdy out in San Francisco. I don't think Brock Purdy's going to be looking over his shoulder, though, right?
I don't either. I think that, like I said, Mac Jones, I think, throws a better ball than people realize, but I think Brock Purdy moves better than a lot of people understand within that offense. And they'll do whatever they can to protect him, and they'll move forward with Brock Purdy, I believe. So we'll see.
All right, what we got? We got Mic'd Up coming up next. I love this one. This is
We got an interesting Mic'd Up coming up on the other side. And, of course, we'll touch on a couple of other things, but there's a certain group of NBA players and former NBA players that I have been told could win an NBA championship, and it's all about their dating history. So I've been waiting on Rob Tribble to come in for this one. This is going to be classic. Stick with us here on The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 1990 Game. We got Tribble hanging out with Mike Johnson this hour, brought to you by Zero Res, a smart, lasting, clean.
We'll have Rusty coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get him mic'd up here in, I don't know, 5 minutes or so. But Rusty's coming up with his 8 o'clock, and I don't know what he's got up his sleeve, Rob, but he had this look in his eye out in the bullpen.
Uh-oh.
He had that crazy look in his eye.
That crazy look.
And at one point, he said, let's get it on. No, he's out there, and of course, Georgia's pro day yesterday, and he's got that look on his face, man. I don't know what he's bringing us at 8 o'clock, but I promise you, if you're listening, you don't want to miss it, because Rusty always comes with the absolute thunder, comes with the funk, and
you never know what direction it's going to come from.
He's coming fresh. That Georgia pro day, and he's a Falcons fan. He just had that look in his eye out there. So I passed by when I was on my way to get a little more caffeine, as were you. And he looks like he knows something, man. So we'll interrogate him as he steps in here. So that'll be fun.
You're probably asleep when Georgia finally lost to Oklahoma last night. Not going to affect their NCAA seeding probably a whole lot. They're still in. Maybe it's a good thing they can get some rest rather than having to go through that gauntlet and then get ready for a game, Thursday or Friday next week?
It's one of the reasons I stepped out there to talk to Rusty. I was like, hey, what time did that game finalize? Obviously really late. And he goes, yeah, Georgia officially made it to Thursday at the SEC tournament. They just lost at 12:05. Oklahoma is a bubble team. They get the win over Georgia last night. Georgia had a lead, about six or eight-point lead with about 8 minutes left in the game. Oklahoma goes on a 14-point run, knocks down a couple of threes, pulls away in the end. Oklahoma will get Kentucky in another late-night game tonight.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins that one gets Bama in another late-night game on Friday night. So that'll be curious to kind of watch how that comes to fruition over the next couple of days.
Give credit to Georgia. They've been resilient this year. They've endured a few four-game losing streaks. We thought there was no chance they're going to get to the tournament, and they start stringing together victories. They get that win over Florida at home, which was huge. They go out to Austin, Texas, and win. That kind of righted the ship for them.
Yeah, and what's funny is I think a lot of people that have followed Georgia but maybe not Oklahoma is that Oklahoma and Georgia are both extremely hot right now. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that Oklahoma – now, I think 6-0 against the spread in their last six games. Georgia was 5-0 against the spread coming into that matchup with Oklahoma. And so they were playing well. Both teams playing well. Oklahoma playing at the right time. It's insane to me that we're talking about a 14 seed in the SEC tournament that's probably going to get into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You're looking at, possibly 12 teams being a part, 12 SEC teams being a part of the NCAA tournament, Oklahoma being one of those. Just a bunch of good games, man. You get all the way through the first round and you'll get matchups tonight, which will be a lot of fun. But I think a lot of people will be looking at Oklahoma and Kentucky. Obviously, Mississippi State against Missouri as well to lead that one off, and a couple of good matchups heading into the weekend, man.
Little love for Georgia Tech. They beat Virginia for the first time since 2016. A 9-year, 16-game losing streak against the Cavaliers snapped. And as a result, they get Duke today at noon.
That's such a hard draw for a matchup, and also a hard time.
Yep.
You don't play many weekday noon games throughout the season, man, and then there you have it. You know what I mean? So
they've dealt with so many injuries this year, though. It's been kind of frustrating for Georgia Tech, I'm sure, and that's just the way it is.
They definitely did, man. They definitely did. And then, like I said, obviously a couple of good matchups that you'll get today. You'll get trying to look at it right now. You'll get, obviously, Oklahoma against Kentucky late tonight, Missouri against Mississippi State, Texas A&M facing off with Texas today, and then Ole Miss and Arkansas are leading things off at 1 o'clock. That'll be a lot of fun. That's a couple of really, honestly, dangerous teams when you look at Ole Miss and Arkansas and the way they've been playing. So that'll be a fun matchup as well. But I love tournament time, man. I know that we'll get to a couple of things in the next couple of weeks in terms of March Madness and the NCAA tournament. Are you a bracket guy? Do you do a bracket for the NCAA tournament?
You know, I didn't do one last year for the first time in probably 20 years. I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it this year.
Yeah. Are you I have a buddy of mine that gets in, and, it's like a $50 buy-in.
Yeah.
And
I might find something like that. I'm just going to get my Ken Palm out and go at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Jerry Palm, Joe Lenardi brackets that you'll start looking for upsets. Yeah, everybody marks down the 1-12-5. The popular 12-5. And then a few years ago, you got your, what was it? It's been a while now since you got your first 16-over-1 upset, and then it's happened like two or three times.
Now it's happened. Yeah.
You're like, man, it's never happened.
If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure last year I picked all the correct Final Four teams. Now, how I got there was a little bit different as far as bracket wise go, but I'm pretty sure I picked all the correct. Yeah.
It wasn't a direct route.
It wasn't the A to B route at all.
By the way, the crow flies.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite radio show this time of year is when shows are devoted to how they did on their brackets. It's like, stop.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your damn bracket.
That's the thing, man. You got to walk a fine line, don't
walk
you?
Walk a fine line.
You got to walk a fine line.
Unless you can attach something to it that makes it interesting otherwise.
We did a segment with Steak probably, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and I swear he tore me and Tiffany and Bo up, and he did himself as well. But he's like, it's one of those things where some people just don't care about, like, your dog on your Instagram. And he looks at Bo and he goes, your golf swing. Or, he looks at me and he goes, your kids. And I go, yeah. Or, where you ate last night. But look, man, that's what it is. We live out our lives on here. And speaking of living out your life, let's go ahead and hit this mic up. All right, man, we got to talk about this topic. And I floated this past y'all earlier today. And y'all started hitting me with stuff that I didn't even know existed, man. It's a little bit crazier than I thought it was.
Well, you inspired memories.
Yeah. By the way, this mic dub is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so here's what was presented to me. And I purposely waited to get to this mic'd up until you were in attendance because I thought you would enjoy this one. The idea was floated on a couple of podcasts that I saw talking. I saw two or three different pods talking about them online, Instagram, and everything else. Could a team made up of Kardashian Jenner ex-boyfriends or ex-husbands win an NBA title?
They have a type.
Okay, right. So, and I swear I'm just trying to ask this in terms of basketball, but I know there's a lot of people just laughing about this. So, they started going through the roster. The ones I saw, I remember six of the names. And you guys started throwing around names I didn't even know were associated with this clan. All right, so here's the six names that I saw thrown around. The starting five goes like this. James Harden's probably running the point. Ben Simmons at the two. You got to involve Devin Booker. Lamar Odom probably playing at your four.
And he can pass the drug test now. He's cleaned himself up.
I saw Lamar Odom at the Hawks-Lakers game in Atlanta a few years ago.
He's basically almost going to die in a dirty hotel room.
Well, and he was. And I, if you remember correctly, I think he's met back up with Chloe recently, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways.
Yeah, they reunited.
They reunited a little bit. You sound like you know what's going on.
I keep up with it a little bit. I see some headlines.
Man's
I scroll through
Twitter. Yeah.
My mom used to watch Keep It Up with the Kardashians all the time. Maybe she still does. I don't live at home anymore, but she used to watch all the time. And so I would just peek at it and be like, interesting.
Yeah. It's the most repugnant group of women.
It's ever. I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with them because I think, look, they're just stacking money and people are just, making fun of them. And they're just like, whatever, man. We're all billionaires. Like the whole clan of them is billionaires.
With the depth of a thimble.
Nonetheless. I will say, Kim is, she's doing pretty well for her age. She still looks like she did 15 years ago, last time I took a
picture.
Who's that? Kim.
Oh.
She's doing all right. Not your type?
Oh, God, no.
Not your type?
No.
Oh, I'm all
right. She had the booty implants.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, come on. That's a circus ass.
You think? Let's get back to the basketball. James Harden, Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, Lamar Odom, Blake Griffin. Just that starting five, we could say could at least contend, right?
That sounds playing to me, though. Harden's not going to pass to anybody. Simmons will refuse to shoot.
I thought you were going to say Simmons would be injured or something.
He'd be injured too,
Right. So then we went past that, and I didn't even think about it. I got past that and went, okay, Chris Humphries obviously was married to Kim at one time. One of y'all brought up
Chandler Parsons.
Chandler, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
One of y'all brought up Tristan Thompson. I was like, that's literally Chloe's baby daddy. And I didn't even think about him. That's a pretty solid addition to your bench.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson. And then who was the other name you brought?
Devin Booker.
What was the other? Was Daniel Russell?
Did you see
D'Angelo Russell.
Blake Griffin.
So now all of a sudden we're talking about an extremely stacked bench here.
But wait, Mike, there's more.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Day-Day also told me that Chloe dated Richard McCants and Rick Fox.
No. She dated Rick Fox?
Yeah, apparently after her and Lamar broke up or divorced, it was says date, so there's not a whole lot, but yeah.
And you know what? Mix. Now that he brings it up for the second time, I do remember it. She did
Rick Fox.
She did briefly date Rick Fox.
What's
I actually remember that.
What's the age gap on Chloe and Rick? I guess it's not that big.
I don't know, but there's your coach.
It's a deep bench. What is Ray J your GM?
Surely one of them's linked to a coach too, right? I mean, like, is Chauncey Billups out there somewhere one of them went on a date with an NBA
coach. Did Greg Popovich have a lost weekend with a Kardashian? Just two ships passing in the night?
But, man, I mean.
Speak team, Russian through me, Pop.
Chloe and Team Kendall are heavy with NBA players.
Heavy, bro.
Heavy.
Like, it's insane. Like, you want to talk about a type.
Oh, and guess what? Reggie Bush got in there, too. Let me take a flyer on him.
Reggie was one of the OGs. Reggie was one of the OGs.
Reggie might have been the first after Ray J.
I think he was.
Yeah.
I think he was. I met Reggie at the ESPYs 1 year, and I remember thinking – and he was actually smaller than I thought he was going to be, but he was like 2 years removed from the Kim thing, and that was 2011 or 10, 2010. So he dated her like 2008. So
he didn't have that 1,000-yard stare anymore. He had recovered.
Yeah, but man, what a squadron of athletes. but yeah, I would have to venture to say that that's at least a contending team. Right.
Oh, that's a solid squad.
You got a deep bench,
guys. Yeah, deep bench. If you're talking about all these guys in like their prime. Tristan Thompson in his prime was a very good rebounder. Yep. James Harden, MVP. Blake Griffin, MVP type caliber player.
I was going to say, let's take James Harden out of the conversation. Is James Harden the best one of the crew?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take James Harden out of the conversation. Which one of these guys is the best player? Was Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, Lamar Odom, Blake?
Booker's the best out of the rest of them.
In his prime?
Oh, actually, you got to make an argument for Lamar Odom, too.
I was going to say, Lamar was a dog.
I mean, Lamar's like a little bit there. He was like sixth man of the year type candidate. I mean, well, he started, but he was up there, too, because he can do a little bit of everything. He can rebound, he can score.
Chandler Parsons come in and give you some energy off the bench.
Chandler Parsons is a very solid sixth man, knocked down to three.
Rob's one-liners from over here about to take me out of my chair. Chandler Parsons come in and give you Kyle Kuzma. Like that one hit me over the head. I wasn't
forgot
ready
all about
for that.
Kuz.
Man, that's a solid. You're 10 deep of just straight like
straight dogs.
Dogs. Devin Booker's a dog.
Ray J was 10 deep, wasn't he? Sorry.
Balls.
Oh, man. Oh, that is what we would say, hey, yo.
I'm just trying to be present during the segment.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I should have known. I wanted to do it when Rob was here. Should have known.
You know I'm 12.
I think it was successful. I think this was very successful.
I should have known, man. Anyways, that's today's. And I think we've all come to the decision that, that's an NBA title team. That's it. They're making a run.
For sure.
There's just way too much depth in that team not to make a run.
I put some money on them.
Yeah.
Anyways. Hey, we got a gentleman coming up who is not linked to a Kardashian, as far as we know, though.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that.
Rusty Manziel going to join us top of the hour.
He's got that crazy look in his eye, Rob.
That crazy look in his eye. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee prices across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.